escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Regent Company. Stop flipping around the dial. Regent Company. And let's sit the beach for a while. Regent Company. The all-around talk of the town. Regent Company. He'll pick you right up. Is loud. News Talk 930 presents to you now, Sandy Beach. Beach and Company.
Well, hello, hello, hello. It is Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach, and we do have a lot to talk about today. Meanwhile, I want to get Tony's advice. Are you willing to give me some on-the-air advice, Tony?
I'm always willing to give you advice.
Now, your father-in-law is a very famous lawyer. He is a defense attorney. Okay,
right.
He's very good. And I just heard the commercial for Cordell and Cordell, and I was wondering, I'd like to sign up with them, but I want to get the right Cordell. Do you know which is the better Cordell?
I do not know which one is better. That's like, you know, who's better, Celino or Barnes?
Yeah, gee, we never figured that one out because it seemed like they're
Brown
both...
and Chiari.
Oh, yeah, that's true, but. Yeah, at least with Cordell and Cordell, I can go in and ask for Cordell.
Yeah, you can't go wrong asking for Cordell.
I'm sorry, he's not in the office today. Can I fix you up with Cordell? You say that's what I wanted in the first place. Okay, it's like a Marx Brothers deal. Which Cordell do you get? Do they both charge the same rate? Is there a cheaper Cordell and a more expensive Cordell? I'm not really sure.
Do any of them offer coupons?
I'm sure they're good because, yeah, somebody probably has whispered in my ear, be sure to get Cordell. And so I'll try and use Cordell. Okay, we got that straightened out?
Got it.
So you're not recommending either Cordell?
I can't, Sandy. I cannot.
All right.
I have to do more research on this.
Let's go to the phone. This guy ought to know about lawyers. It's Dan Nevereth. You probably have a lawyer looking after your extreme wealth at all times.
Well, I was out there working on my the back 40 here with some friends of mine. Jared Pitcher was running the tractor, and then we had Ron Schoene, who's doing some work for me, too, here on the estate.
Ron Schoene, is he your manservant?
That's what?
Is he your manservant?
Yeah.
Like butler. Is he like your butler?
Yeah, kind of. I don't know what it is. I tried to hire some women servants, but
yeah.
I'm really upset. I'm really
Why? Concerned. Why are you upset, Dan?
You posted I don't know if it was you because you don't know how to post. Obviously, but somebody posted a picture of my high school photo.
Yes,
blurry, and then they had a picture of you, which was obviously touched up.
But it looked fabulous, and so the people that that accessed that page said, "Boy, you're a lot cuter than Dan Nevereth in high school."
Well, that it's not so. I don't mind the competition, okay? Because hands down, I'm gorgeous, okay?
But get a mirror.
When you put a picture of me up there, and it's not my best photo. It isn't. And then I read some of the comments from people. Oh, I like Sandy. He's the tall, dark, and handsome one.
Yeah, I'm a dreamboat. Somebody said I'm a dreamboat. I have not ever been called a dreamboat, so I'll take that. Yeah, absolutely.
Well,
you know what? Somebody threw a hand grenade in our discussion, however, when they said they were going to do a write-in for Tommy Shannon. Now, I think realistically, neither you nor I are going to be in competition with Tommy Shannon.
Well, of course, not in our high school photos. Because the only high school who had, you know, he actually had a Corvette.
And had, yeah, he did.
His hair was so long and so blonde that when he would get into the Corvette and close the door, his hair would get stuck in the door. He's really a handsome guy. And he dated every woman in Western New York. So if you're of a certain age, I want you to ask your wife, did you ever...
Date Tommy Shannon, yes, date. That's what we're saying. Date. They probably went out for a malted. Sorry, Dan. Really, I know you're kind of down because of that very lucrative job you had to give up at WEC for that 2.5-minute piece you did every day. But I did win fair and square. You may have been the president of KB Country years ago, but I think I've taken over the cute factor of that page.
Well, okay, you're the only one of our era that still is hanging.
Still alive.
The deal, okay?
Okay.
And I hate to do this, right?
But you got your sons are all good looking. Dan Jr. certainly looks like a Navy SEAL. Darren looks like a goofy Navy SEAL, but these are good-looking kids you have.
Yeah, okay. Well, listen, I was upset at first, and then I got over it. But when somebody posted that I look crazed, this guy said, Dan never looks crazed in the photo that they showed.
So you did look a little sinister, Dan. I think they took that picture right after you found out that at the bank, they shortchanged your check by $5. Oh. And you looked angry about that.
Look, Sandy, you know that I have so much money that if it was a shortchange of $5, I would let's say keep it.
You wouldn't even care about $5.
Oh,
you laugh at $5.
But I'm going to say something that's going to make you happy.
All right. Oh, good. Goodbye? Is that what you're going to say?
I love it. Folks, I want to take you behind the scenes in broadcasting. Look, Danny gets tired of talking to someone or me. All right, he always says, "Well, thanks for calling," and that's
yeah. You see, because in the studio we have hand signals, but now that I'm remote, the only one that sees my hand is Bernadette. So she doesn't have control of the equipment that would shut off that caller. So I have to have some kind of an out cue. This is called professional radio, Dan.
Okay. Well, listen, here's a hand signal for you. Okay.
I'll give you a hand signal, too, pal.
Sure.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Goodbye.
Anyway.
That was fun. Thank you. No, hang up on him. No, don't let him talk anymore. I've had enough of him.
Wait a minute. This is important.
How is your manservant, Ron Shoney?
Mailman, who delivers my mail from the United States of America Mail Company, wherever they are. You know, they go through... gloom of night and
gloom and rain.
Yeah. Tom Story, he said to me just last week, he said, I would like you to, before I retire, he's going to retire, he said, I want you to introduce me to Sandy Beach. That's been one of my ambitions forever. Tom Story, he's the mailman.
Very nice. Oh, yeah, absolutely. They bring you your adult magazines every month, don't they?
Yeah, that's right. I wanted to mention him.
We can do that. In fact, you know what we should do? When the restaurants open, we should take the mailman out. Oops, I dropped something. We should take the mailman out to lunch. What do you think?
We'll do that.
Let's do it.
And I'll tell you one thing, though. He's got to get his eyeglasses, and just like Bernadette, you know, she has to have her glasses repaired so that she can see what things really look like.
I don't want her to do that. She's liable to run away from the wedding if she has her glasses fixed.
Sandy, I don't want to talk to you anymore.
I don't want to talk to you either. Goodbye.
Okay. Goodbye.
Thank you. Good. That was semi-fun. All right, we'll take a break on News Radio 930 WBN. Tony, did you have a good weekend? Did you do anything exciting, something memorable?
Let's see. We went for a ride to Holland on Saturday. That was enjoyable.
That's nice. The windmill's still up down there?
No.
They used to have a windmill in the center of town. Yeah.
Oh, wow. No,
because it's Holland.
Right.
Yeah,
no, we just wanted to go for
there.
A ride and went
you wouldn't
out there.
See a windmill in East Aurora. It's got
no.
nothing to do with it, yeah.
Took the kids for a picnic on Friday. Yesterday was all landscaping all day. So and did
so
a fire Saturday night.
You did some landscaping, eh?
Yes.
Guess who did some landscaping here at the Palacio Casa de Beach?
It would not be you.
No, it would not be me. I can't do landscaping. I would do it if it weren't on the ground.
Sure.
You know,
or hard work.
Or hard work, or in the sun. Or if it got you, if you were thirsty while doing it.
Oh, by the way, did you get that branch cut up?
I did. As a matter of fact, you know, the branch, the limb, it was a giant limb. And I knew that I couldn't do it all with the nippers, you know, that I would have to use the chainsaw. However, seeing that I have a balance problem, I'm thinking that I want to use a chainsaw to cut off some limbs, but not my limbs. So I called in the chainsaw expert, Flo. Flo, the chainsaw man, came out here and whoop, whoop, whoop. It takes him almost 40 minutes to get to my house, and took 3 minutes to do the chainsaw stuff. Boom, 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 all done. And Bernadette, his lovely assistant, and my soon-to-be lovely assistant for life. Life. It's a long time. Not that long for me, but it's a long time for most people. She was out there doing better landscaping than you, Tony, because she said to me, "Look at my landscaping. Is it better than Tony's?" Probably is. And now you were bragging on how, because you used to do some landscaping in Vegas.
Yeah, Vegas and here.
And you were quite proud of your landscaping work.
Yeah, I don't know, I'm weird. I like to sit there back and admire my handiwork after the day is done. I like it when everything is right. The bushes are trimmed neat.
You like trimmed
shaped.
Bushes?
Yes,
okay.
I do. I'm very big into that.
Very big on trimmed bushes.
Yes,
okay.
The lawn nicely manicured. Although Jeannie doesn't let me get into the weed and feed and get the lawn the way I want it, but, you know.
Was Jeannie growing weeds or what?
No, she doesn't like me using it. She doesn't want any chemicals used on the lawn.
Oh, stop. Really?
Yeah, she's against that, so.
Oh, boring, in case
yeah,
she's listening. Jeannie, that's boring. My lawn looks fabulous.
I bet not a single weed on it.
I don't have any weeds. I don't. There's not a weed. In fact, I had to go to a neighbor and borrow a weed. I said, "Do you mind if I borrow a weed from your obviously over weeded lawn?" He said, "No." So I took one. If they can convince the rest of the neighborhood to each take a weed, their lawn might look good.
Yes, that's right. No, but your landscaping has got to look on point. I mean, people drive by, you want
sure,
them looking at a nice setup.
Yeah. That's why I'm putting our old toilet seat out there.
And I feel peer pressure. If somebody's cutting their lawn, like I have this need to want to get out there and cut mine, even if I just did it.
If you say you're home and you got a cold drink and you're watching a football game and you hear,
I get that desire
some
to
fool
cut.
is doing their lawn, they make you feel guilty and you hate them. You don't even know who it is.
Yeah,
whoever it is.
Over the weekend, at 9 o'clock at night, somebody was cutting their lawn. I'm like, what are you going to do? Put headlights on that lawnmower? Come on.
Believe it or not, when I lived up on Bow Miller Road in Lockport, it got late. I had to get the lawn finished, and it was getting dark, but I did have a tractor with lights on it. I said, well, this is okay. As long as I make sure I overlap, it'll be fine. So I finished the lawn, and in the morning, as I'm pouring my coffee, I looked out. It looked like Ray Charles had done it. It was not good. Not good. Those lights are to keep people for to see you. They're not good for landscaping, I can tell you that.
Oh, that had to be a sight.
Well, let's see. I beat Nevereth in the Who's Cuter, and maybe I'll take a picture of our landscaping, and you can take a picture of your landscaping.
Okay.
And we'll put it online, and people can vote on that, too.
Oh, by the way, Jeannie says your picture was absolutely cute.
Oh, that's nice.
She
thank
says
her
Sandy
for
was
me.
So handsome.
Thank you very much. Now, Buzzy, did you do anything exciting this weekend?
Oh, so exciting. Friday, we saw the new Pete Davidson movie.
Okay, that young kid from Saturday Night Live. Okay.
Yeah, Ariana Grande's ex-boyfriend. It was actually pretty funny.
Oh, they'd make a cute couple, but they couldn't stay out late at night.
Buscemi's in that, right?
Yeah, Steve Buscemi's in that. Bill Burr, who's one of my favorite
Bill Burr.
Comedians. Rich Voss, another really funny comedian. So it was a pretty good lineup. I mean, if you like funny comedies that you don't have to think much about, which is right down my alley, it's pretty good. So we rented that on Friday, watched the Christmas movie Saturday. And
a Christmas movie you watch?
Yeah, but it was all George Michael songs. It was called Last Christmas, and the entire soundtrack was just Wham and George Michael songs. Again, you guys know me well enough. That's right in my wheelhouse.
Well, so when your girlfriend said, what would you like to view? And you said, Wham. And she said, well, yeah, later after the movie. But what do you want to see for a movie?
Well, it was I'm not going to say the movie was good. The soundtrack to the movie was
You loved the soundtrack to Wham. Were people banging on the door saying, stop that? There are other people that live here?
Well, no, there were people asking. Yeah, it seemed like the music was great coming from your apartment. Can we borrow that?
Yeah, we it's a soundtrack. We all like to live our life.
But get this. So, Saturday, Katie did something that I haven't done in 15 years. She went to a movie rental place, and we actually got the physical copy of the movie and rented it from Family Video. So we didn't go through an app. We actually went and rented the movie Last Christmas from a movie rental place, which was
That's so old school.
So old school. It made me think of my childhood, Sandy.
Oh, that's very,
which was
very
only
nice.
You know, 15, 16 years ago.
When I was a child, our DVDs were made of wood.
Yes.
And so they were really hard to play. And then the squirrels would eat them, too. All right, we'll take a break. And I think I've had too much alcohol this morning, and I don't even drink. On News Radio 930, this is WBEN.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
And we are back with Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. Thank you, Tony Caligiuri. And we got a lot to talk about today, including one thing that, as I bring it up, I don't believe it for a second. Okay? It's one of these things that's given to us as a declarative statement, as this is the way it is. And I, as I read it, and as I tried to absorb it, I'm thinking, that may be the way it is with you, pal, but it certainly isn't the way it is with me, plain and simple. There is a new poll out. It's a Yahoo YouGov poll. Now, I never heard of a YouGov. It's Y-O-U-G-O-V, and that's the name of the poll. So it's half Yahoo and half YouGov. I think it's all Yahoo, to be honest with you. And I'm going to read it to you as it appeared in the post, okay? And this is why I don't believe it when I read it to you. Keep in mind, these are not my words. Former 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick, who polarized the nation in 2016 when he knelt during the national anthem, now has the support of a majority of Americans, according to a new poll. At that point, as I read that, if you haven't thrown up yet, I thank you for that. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. I don't believe this thing for a minute. Okay? So it says that a majority of Americans now support Kaepernick. In the wake of Black Lives Matter, 52% of Americans now say it's okay for NFL players to kneel during the national anthem to protest police killings of African Americans. Okay, 52%. Let me see. In 2016, only 28% of Americans agreed with Kaepernick's stance when a similar poll was taken, and the number only jumped 35% in 2018. Now, here's the breakdown, according to this poll. Democrats strongly favored the right to protest, 77%. Only 20% of Republicans and 20% of self-described Trump voters said yes. So it was, at that time, 77% to 22%, which makes 99. I guess there's some can't make up their mind. Let's see here, 77% of blacks, 57% of Hispanics, and 47% of whites answered positively. The poll of 1,570 Americans took place last month. Now, that's a key, all right? It was last month. Now, you're thinking, how different can it be in 1 month? I think it can be a lot different, because we are getting bombarded with messages of tear down this statue, do this, do that, everything in the name of what's the word I'm looking for? Inclusionary population. We got to do this better. We got to do that better. We can't do this anymore. We better not do that anymore. We're getting barraged with those messages, and I think the more barrage we get, because we just are getting through being barraged with messages about the virus, where everything had a tag to the virus. Virus this, virus that, virus this, virus that. And before that even has gone away, now we're getting them on the okay to kneel and things like that. So I don't believe it for a second. I don't believe it for a lot of reasons. Number one, I think if a pollster came to you and asked you about Colin Kaepernick taking a knee, even if you thought it was not a good idea, a lot of people wouldn't have the courage to say that. So you would kind of go along with it. I firmly believe that. I don't believe for a minute that the majority of Americans say it's okay to kneel during the national anthem. Let me ask my two guys. Tony, do you get the same vibes from this as I do, or do you think it's a legitimate poll?
I have a hard time with any poll that's out there, regardless of what it is. I don't trust them any longer. So, no, I don't believe this. No, I don't believe it at all.
No, I don't either. How about you, Buzzy? Do you believe?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I look at that. I'm sure you can get, you know, just like you can get a poll that says Joe Biden is leading in Texas. You know what I mean?
You can get a poll to say anything.
Yeah.
It depends on the questions.
You know, but as I said Friday, and this is still where I stand on the kneeling for the anthem, why does it have to be the anthem? And I, in 3 hours, not one person called or texted with the answer of why the anthem.
Yeah. Well, here's my question, okay? A new Yahoo YouGov poll says a majority of Americans, 52%, are okay with taking a knee. Do you believe it? And what are you going to do if you don't believe it? You gotta have a plan here. Well, let me just tell you something. If I see suddenly, because Roger Goodell's already taken a knee to the players, all right? Because that's where his money generates from. They put on the product that allows the owners to hire Roger Goodell. Okay? If all of a sudden I turn on the NFL, I don't care even if it's our own beloved Buffalo Bills, and I have been a fan of NFL football since there were four teams in the league, and that's the truth, okay? My friend Don can verify that. I love football. I don't love the NFL experience, but I love football, just plain knock'em sock'em football, all right? If all of a sudden I see like a whole majority of the team taking a knee, I'm out of there. I am absolutely, positively out of there. I'm not going to be a sucker anymore. I'm not going to be lectured by people who believe what they believe, and that's good, and it's good to have beliefs, but trying to browbeat me, I'm tired of it. I'm not going to do it. I plain and simply am not going to do it. If I see the majority of players in the NFL, I'm gone. I am gone. What else will I do? I don't know. It's fall. It's Western New York. It's beautiful. I'll find something else to do. But that's what I plan to do. I'm not going to be a sucker and sit there and watch a game that takes 60 minutes to get 3.5 hours for a broadcast. So you can guess where the other 2.5 hours are. They're all in commercials, right? Okay. And I love football, but I'm not going to sit there and take it. I'm going to do something about it. Tony, would you sit there and take it, or are you going to do anything about it if that happens?
I was thinking about this last night and again this morning, and my way of approaching football is going to be this year. It's going to be different. I can't totally abandon it for one reason. My son Nicholas is a diehard fan. He doesn't understand the ins and outs of the protest and the kneeling, and I'm not going to rain on his parade. He loves this stuff. So I'm going to kind of fake enthusiasm. I will turn the game on at 107.
You faked it with half of your family already. fake.
Practice makes perfect.
All right, go ahead.
So I'm going to tune in about 107, 110 each and every Sunday to watch. And if there are protests and if it's getting stupid during the game, then I'm done. I'm just not going to watch.
You know, these things are never contained. Once they got the okay from the commissioner, and they know that the commissioner wouldn't be giving the okay if he didn't get it from the owners. The owners are going to have to say, yeah, well, it's okay, and pass it to the commissioner, who says, yeah, okay. Now, do you think that they're going to contain that to one single thing? The answer is no. And if you didn't get an answer before of why the national anthem, you certainly won't get it now. But I'm not giving up my country for a football game, and that's as simple as that. I'm not looking for any award, a pat on the back, a nasty name. I don't care about any of that. I just care about the fact that I'm not going to give it up. I have more allegiance to my country than I do to the National Football League, which is getting too fat, too bloated, too, politically correct. They'll have to apologize after each tackle if the white player tackles the black player. Of course, he probably won't catch him. But if he did, he probably would apologize. I hope I didn't hurt you. You know, that kind of thing. So I don't know. I've had enough of it. Let's take a break and return. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. Also, if you want to chime in on NASCAR, NASCAR says no more rebel flags at the venue. You cannot fly a rebel flag at the venue. Now, to be honest with you, I don't care at all about that. I don't even have a rebel flag. I wouldn't fly one if it's going to surpass the U.S. flag. But I want to know how you feel about no more rebel flags at NASCAR. Is that going to be anything you're going to be able to deal with? Or you like it? You don't like it? Just your opinion. We've never really discussed that at length. We'll be back with more after this. Tony, you know Bernadette. You know how smart she is.
Yes.
She's a very smart woman.
Absolutely.
I have in my
even
life,
if she's marrying you.
Yeah, I know. She's not that smart then. She's marrying me. But, you know, all of my life, I've only been attracted to smart women, plain and simple. Okay, but I didn't know how smart she really is. We were sitting around the other day and eliminating states we'd like to move to.
Mm-hmm.
Because every time Andrew Cuomo opens his mouth, I want to move. Every single time, okay? So I decided when I'm done doing this job that we should decide where we want to go. Now, we can go someplace and buy a house and live happily ever after. That would be very nice. So first we started eliminating places. Well, how about Florida? Oh, I don't like gators and snakes and spiders. Okay, nah, I don't either. How about California? No, they're nuts in California. They're just crazy. I mean, I used to live there. It's a beautiful place, but no, no. And plus, they have all these natural disasters in California. Well, how about Texas? Well, parts of Texas, yeah, it's not that hot. But if you're in the southern part of Texas, like then it gets real hot. I remember Susan Banks telling me how hot it was when she was in Houston. Okay, too hot. How about somewhere in the Midwest? No, the Midwest is boring, very boring. Hey, look, a cow. You know, let's go and get let's have a hamburger. No. So I came up with two places that I think would be good. They're probably not overly political. Their weather is okay. I don't want to be in a hotbed of left and right and all this stuff. So we get down to Montana and Wyoming. Now, she shows me a picture during the commercials. This beautiful, it's a beautiful patio picture, and there's about a foot of snow on it. I said, oh, that's beautiful. You know, I thought it was just a nice picture. She said, you know what that is? I said, no. That's Montana, and it's in June. Oh, no, really? She says, we're not going to Montana. So all I got left is Wyoming, Tony. I only have Wyoming. So keep your eyes open for anything for Wyoming.
Okay.
Because Wyoming, I don't think is overly political. Maybe I'll find that not to be true. But isn't the former vice president from Wyoming who shot somebody while they were pistol practicing?
Oops.
Yeah, I think so. But that's it. I'm down to Wyoming.
What about the Dakotas? I thought you liked like Deadwood area and all that.
I do like the Dakotas. Yeah, the Dakotas should still be, and Deadwood's beautiful. In fact, Deadwood itself might be a place to go because I've been there, and it's gorgeous. It's really a nice town. So All right, let's see what's going on. Yeah, we got time for how about a Facebook? Because it's how about nothing? How about I talk and you play music? Okay. We'll look up other states. Let's see. How about? Oh, I can't think. Can't go there. They're crazy too. I'm not sure. How about England? They speak English there. Switzerland might be a good choice. They're neutral, too. We'll be back after this.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.